Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the fourth line of Mem Amud Aleph at the word Itmar. So says the Gemara Itmar. Chamin Shuluchmu Me'erev Shabbos. If you have water that was heated from before Shabbos, Rav Amar Lemachar on Shabbos, Rochetz Ben Kol Gufo. You're allowed to bathe your entire body in the water, Ever. But you have to do it not all at one time, rather one limb at a time. Ushmol Amar Lo Itir Lirchutz El Panav Yadav Raglev. And Shmuel says, no, you cannot bathe your entire body. You can only bathe your face, your hands, and your feet. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks on Rav, that it says in the Braisa, Chamin Shulch Mumer of Shabbos, L'macharoch, it's Ben Panaviyad of Raglav, Avalo Kol Gufo. It says, Beferish in the Braisa, you're not allowed to bathe your entire body, only your hands, face, and feet. Tiyufta de Rav, and that is a Tiyufta on Rav, who said that you're allowed to bathe your entire body. So Amalach Rav, Rav would answer you and say that when the Braisa says, Lo Kol Gufo Basacha, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to bathe your entire body. It means that you're not allowed to bathe your entire body at one time, but you can still bathe your entire body one limb at a time. Says Gemara, but vaha panav yadav raglav katani. The Braisa says what is permitted, and it says what's permitted is bathing your hands, your face, your feet, but not the rest of your body. So how can you tell me that you're allowed to bathe the rest of your body as well, as long as you don't do it at the same time? Ke'ein panav yadav raglav. No, what it meant when it said hands, face, and feet is to wash your whole body the same way that you would wash your hands, face, and feet, meaning one at a time. So that rejection of Rav does not stand. So says Gemara Tashma, we'll bring another kasha on Rav from another Braisa. The Braisa says, though hitiru lirchus b'chamin shuluch mumer of Shabbos, ela panav yadav raglav. You're only allowed to use preheated water to wash your hands, face, and feet. So don't see explicitly, but not to wash the rest of your body against Rav, says Marach HaChanami, Ke'en Panav Yadav Raglav. No, over there it also means to wash in the same way that you wash your hands, face, and feet, but which means a little bit at a time, but in fact you are allowed to wash your entire body. Tanya Kavasei to Shmuel, then we have another Braisa that says like Shmuel, Chamin Shuhuch Mumer of Shabbos, L'macha Rochitz Ben, Panav Yadav Raglav, Avalo Kol Gufo, which says explicitly not to bathe your entire body, Ever, even one limb at a time. And certainly, if you heat up water on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wash your entire body one limb at a time. You're only allowed to wash Panav Yadav Viraglav. So there you have a braisa that's explicitly like Shmuel. So the first section of this Amud, we had a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to wash one limb at a time with preheated water. We had three rayas against Rav, three braisas against Rav, and the third one is really explicitly against Rav. The first two were rejected, but the third one is really explicitly against Rav. Now we bring another lashon of what Rav really said. Rabba masin lalahashmai to the Rav b'haylishna. Rabba reported that Rav said something slightly different. That chamin shuluch mumer of Shabbos, if you have water preheated from before Shabbos, lemachar on Shabbos, amar Rav, rochis ben kol gufo umeshayer ever echad. You're allowed to wash your entire body as long as you leave one limb unwashed. Esve kol hanitiyufta, and we bring all of the same braisas against Rav, because in all of these braisas it seems that you're not allowed to wash your entire body, you're only allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet. Tiyufta, and the Gemara in fact leaves it as a tiyufta on Rav, that you can't say that it means ke'ein panav yadav raglav. The answers we gave for the first two braisas in the previous version of Rav was that you can wash ever at a time and wash your whole body, but according to this, Rav is matir beferush to wash your entire body all at the same time, even as long as you leave one ever out. So this second version of Rav is absolutely rejected. So Amar le Rav Yosef labai Rabba mika. Did Rabba follow Rav's shita? Was he make it like Rav? Amalei lo yadanus. Habai says, I don't know. Mighty baile. Well, what exactly was Rav Yosef unsure about? Pshita de lo avid de ha itosav. Do we assume that it's Pashut, that Rabbah did not do like Rav, because Rav Shita has been rejected from all these brisos. Says Gemara, no, maybe Lo Shmiele, maybe Rabbah didn't know of these brisos that went against Rav, and that's why Rav Yosef wasn't sure if Rabbah followed Rav. V'i Lo Shmiele, and if Rabbah didn't know about these brisos that were against Rav, so why was Rav Yosef unsure what Rabbah did? Vadei of it, if he didn't know about the brisos against Rav, then of course he would have followed Rav. Dam Rabbi called Mili Demar Ovid Karav. Anything that Rabbah said, that Rabbah did, he always followed the Shita of Rav, Bar Mehani Tlas, with only three exceptions, David Kishmuel, where he followed the Shita of Shmuel. And those three exceptions are Matilin Mibeged LeBeged, that you can remove tzitzis from an old beged to a new beged. If you had an old pair of tzitzis, you're allowed to take the strings off and move them to a new beged. Second, Madlikin Miner Lener, you're allowed to use a match to light from one Ner Chanukah for another Ner Chanukah. And number three, Valach Kreb Shimon Begreira, that you're allowed to drag a chair or a bed or a bench on Shabbos on the ground, even though it's going to make a hole in the ground, as long as that's not your Kavana, because the Dover Shem Eskavin is Mutter. In all three of these cases, Rav was Machmir, Shmuel was Mekil, and Rabbah went like Shmuel Lahakel. So since everything else Rabbah did like Rav, when it came to bathing, he must have done like Rav, unless he knew that Rav had been rejected from Brisos. So says Gemara, no, not necessarily. Ki chumre d'Rav avid, ki kule d'Rav lo avid. Maybe Rabbah only followed Rav's chumras, but he didn't follow Rav's kulas. And that was the suffix. So Rav Yosef wasn't sure if Rabbah followed Rav because, and the reason he wasn't sure whether Rabbah followed Rav is because maybe Rabbah didn't hear of the Tiyuftos and Rav, and maybe he only followed Rav's Chumras and not Rav's Kulas. So now we're going to bring a brisa that has many dinim about a bathhouse on Shabbos and Yantiv. Tan Rabbanan, Merchat Shapakuku Nekav of Meir of Shabbos. If you have a bathhouse where they closed up the drainage on Erev Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos Rochis B'miyad, you're allowed to bathe in a Motzai Shabbos right away. You don't have to wait the amount of time that it takes to heat up the waters, because the water was not heated on Shabbos. Paku Nekav of Meir of Yom Tov, if they plugged it up on Erev Yom Tov, Lamachar, on Yom Tov, Nichnas Mazia. You're allowed to go for a Shvitz, but you're not allowed to bathe, because the Chamor goes there on Rechitza, but not on Zeya. V'yotze u'mishtatef v'bayis hachitzon, and you can go and rinse off your body by pouring water all over your body in the outside room of the merchatz, but not in the merchatz itself, because then people would think that you're bathing. Amrav Yehuda, Ma'isa b'merchatz shal Bnei Brak. There was once a story with the bathhouse of Bnei Brak. Shepakuku nekav me'erav Yom Tov. They plugged up the drains on Erev Yom Tov. Ulamacher nichnas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Rabbi Akiva v'yuziubo. And the next day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva came in and they took a shvitz. And then they cooled off their bodies by rinsing off in the outer room. But this merchatz, its hot water was covered with boards of wood from the beginning of Yom Tov, and that's why they didn't have to be choshesh that maybe the water that was being poured on them was heated on Yom Tov from the heat of the water in the merchatz. So and when they told the Chamin this, they said, you know, it would have been mutter even if that water was not covered with wooden boards. Umisharabu over Avera, and the Brisa continues, when there were too many over Avera, hischilu lesar ambatios shel krachin mitayil behen. They started to aser zeya, and therefore the However, ambatios shel krachin, the bathhouses, the large bathhouses of big cities, after they aser the zeya, mitayil behen, you're allowed to go in them when you're not going there lahazia, and you don't have to worry that maybe you're going to be mazia, because since they're very large, there's not so much hevel in them, there's not so much heat, it's not going to cause you to shvitz. My over avera. Avera. What does the Brisa mean when it says that when they increased the number of Ovre Avera, they started to Aser Zeya? So the Brisa means as follows. It used to be you were allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos as long as that water was heated on Erev Shabbos. But then, bathhouse attendants started to lie, and they would heat up water on Shabbos, and they would say, oh, don't worry, this water was heated on Erev Shabbos. So, asru es hachamin, vihitiru es hazeya. So they asked bathing in hot water, but they were still makil with going for a shvitz. V'adayin horu yirochsin b'chamin. But still, people were violating the gzera of the chachamim, and they were bathing in hot water. V'omrim, and they would say, mazil anachnu, no, we're not really bathing, we're just going for a shvitz. Asru lehen es hazeya, vihitiru chamei tveria. So the next stage was, they asked going for a shvitz, but they were still matir chamei tveria. V'adayin horu yirochsin. And people would still bathe in regular hot water that was heated, and they would say, oh, don't worry, b'chamei Tveria rechatzenu. We were bathing in chamei Tveria. So asru lehen chamei Tveria. They asru chamei Tveria v'yitiru lehen esatzonein. But they still were making with bathing in cold. They saw that the tzibur is not going to be able to withstand these gzeros, because they asked all forms of real rechitza. So tiru lehen chamei Tveria v'zeya b'mekoma omedes. So then they backtracked on the isser of chamei Tveria, and they were matir chamei Tveria, but they still kept the isser of zeya. So this is the multi-step process in the isser of bathing on Shabbos. At first they said you could bathe in preheated water, but then the balanim lied. Then they said you can't bathe, but you can shvitz. But then the people lied and they said that they weren't just going they were just going for a shvitz when they were really bathing. Then they said you can't shvitz, but you can do chamei Tveria. And the people lied again. They were bathing in regular hot water, and they said it was just chamei Tveria. Then they said you can't even do chamei Tveria, but people couldn't handle it. Then they said, okay, chamei Tveria is mutter, but zeya is still going to be aser. One more little piece before the end of the year. Amar Rava, Hayman da avar ad rabbanon. If a person violates an iser drabbanon, shari lemikrile avaryana. You're allowed to call him an avaryan. So come on. Who is Rava following when he says that if a person violates the drabbanan, you're allowed to call him an avaryan? Ki hai tana. He's following the tana that we just mentioned that says misha rabu ovre avera, that it spoke about the people who were lying about bathing and called them ovre avera. Why were they ovre avera? They weren't violating isurim d'oraisa. They were violating isurim drabbanan, and yet you still see that they're called ovre avera. So that's the last point on the amud. That people can be called ovrei avera even when they violate the rabbanans, just like the people who violated the bathing-related rabbanans are referred to as ovrei avera. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Mem Amud Beis.